No touch? That's fine. I can still edge myself for you. You've got me so fucking worked up that my pillow rubbing against my clit feels fucking amazing. So, yeah. Fuck you. And fuck your rules. I can play with them. My pillow feels just as good as my fingers would. I think the only improvement I want is your fat cock stretching my tight little fuckhole out as you pound my pussy raw. You already know I love being your good girl and what that does to me. It's part of the reason why my poor pillow has this giant wet stain from where I've been riding my pussy over it. The other part is because I'm a desperate fucking whore and need to come for you so fucking badly. But I need to be quiet. You know how summers are. I'm home. My mom is asleep in her room across the hall. Shh. And I think maybe I know you a little bit. Do you like when I behave like the frustrated slut you've made me? Do you like me when I'm being the depraved tease toy you're slowly making me into? I hope you do. But like I said, I have to be quiet. So, I guess this is a good time for my panties to go in my mouth, right? Would you like that? Imagining me shoving my panties soaked in my pussy juices into my mouth so I can try and ride my pillow quietly. Just think about that. My sopping wet cunt sliding up and down my pillow. Fuck. I wish it were your cock I was riding. But I guess we'll both have to pretend for now. Think about me. Riding your thick cock with my panties. Shoved in my mouth. Think of me using my cunt to milk your cock dry. Think of all the ways you could hurt me and make me scream. Well, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Enough of this. I need to rub my pussy on something. Anything. So, I guess in my panties go.
So cold, so cold, so cold. It feels too fucking good. So fucking good.